Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to episode 40 of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Suzanne Thibault, and today we're talking about the 10 principles to shift consciousness from head to heart with our guest, Sue Dumay. Sue is a global impact visionary leader answering the call to heal the world. She is a best-selling author, international speaker, a divine leader of light leaders, a sacred guide, gifted intuitive healer, a miracle weaver, and a global voice of hope and inspiration for the Heart Yes movement. Sue has also established the Heart-Led Living Foundation, which provides emotional and financial support to women and girls in Kenya. Sue brings the gifts of insight, awareness, and self-empowerment, creating a shift in consciousness from head to heart. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Thank you for being here, Sue.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to share.
Yeah. How did you get started with your heads into your heart? Heads. Wait a minute. How did you get started with shifting consciousness from head to heart?
Yes. So for me, the part of my life, I was living in my head and very disconnected from my sense of self. I got really lost really quickly after some childhood trauma, and I just really confusing, because my intuitive gift was so turned on right away. It was really confusing for me to be a child in a room and feel everybody's emotions and feel everybody's physical pain in my body. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing anything and everything I could to get out of my body and into my head. And I lived there for a good length of time. Until one day I woke up and I just realized that I just couldn't keep doing it. It was way too painful. Mm-hmm. And my body was really calling me to drop in and actually pay attention to it. But also to the calling for my gift was just really, really strong. And I couldn't ignore it anymore.
That's wonderful. And I can imagine how challenging that must have been as a child with no one there really to support you in what you were hearing or doing with your intuition.
Yeah, it was very much, it's a very isolating experience for me as a child and full of a lot of pain. A lot of it was a real fear of actually telling anybody too, because I was really worried about judgment, and I actually thought it was more of a curse than
anything. When we're kids, we think up all kinds of interesting things, that's for sure. But you were able to grow up and understand the importance and of what your body was saying to you. So that's wonderful. Did you discover some tools along the way that helped you to start trusting your intuition more?
It really was a process of actually getting out of my head and into my heart and really trusting the process of tapping into the knowing versus the knowledge in my head. So it was almost like I often call it like an unwinding or an unschooling and unprogramming and unlearning. So it was kind of a process of dropping everything that I had learned and learning a new way, or remembering, really. It was about remembering how to tap into my guidance again. Mm-hmm. And that connection to myself, because I really disowned myself. I actually hated myself for a long time. So there was no love for self at all. And it's in that process of kind of remembering it, I kept like dropping into the heart space and feeling the enormity of the force that was within me. And for the longest time, it actually scared me.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Did you find that scary? Because I think a lot of us do.
Yeah.
To feel that enormous love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I ran from it a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people hide from it. Yeah, but there's nothing better than that love.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like, it's like I'm home now in it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. So once you found your way back into your knowing inside your heart, how did that help your life to change?
Oh, my life changed dramatically. You know, instead of living in fear and this constant, you know, kind of hatred thoughts in my head and fearful thoughts in my mind, I just found this beautiful peace and this compassion for myself and others. I always had the compassion for others. I just never really had it for myself. I always had the drive to help others. It came at a sacrifice to self a lot of times until I realized that, you know, I can't give from an empty cup and I'm not actually being of service if I'm not filling my heart first and then giving from the overflow. Mm-hmm. So I definitely learned the hard way a lot. And my intention now is to help people not have to go that path.
Yeah.
Maybe find some easier way.
Yeah, that is a challenging path. So that's wonderful that you help people take a different road and find an easier way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what is a heart yes? And why is it important to discover for ourselves?
The heart yes is kind of like a signal that we're on track, that we're on path. I always talk about the heart being a bridge to our spirit, our soul, and it's that connection to more of the global perspective, kind of operating on behalf of all of humanity. So when we feel that heart yes, it's like kind of a light bulb going on in the heart saying, yeah, that's the direction. Yes, this is the way for you. Because we can get into our heads and try and make decisions. And we're taught to do that, to get into our heads and weigh the pros and cons. And let's think about this. Let's analyze this. Let's, you know, drill it right down to, you know, all the different scenarios. And that's exhausting, actually. We end up running in circles because we can change our minds 1,500 times. And if someone else gives us some advice, then all of a sudden what we thought we should do, we're confused now, right? So the mind actually creates a lot of confusion. So I often tell people we need to lead with the heart. That's one of the principles. Mm-hmm. When we lead with the heart, we are following the heart yeses. And the heart yes is that kind of expansive yes, that knowing, that guidance, that direction, that feeling of on trackness. And that's basically our spirit or our soul guiding us moment to moment. So when we can follow the heart yeses, it leads us to everything we could ever imagine, everything that we've ever probably desired, and more than that.
Wow.
It leads us to a miraculous life. And that's really what I'm living. And that's what I'm seeing with, you know, the miracles that come from helping others do the same.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And so that's a wonderful principle. And you have 10 principles.
There is 10, yeah.
Can you mention some of the other ones that might help to inspire people to better understand their inner knowing?
Yeah, absolutely. The heart-led living, they're heart-led living principles, so how to lead with the heart. And the first one is be willing to heal. So we need to be willing to look at what it is we need to heal, healing all our blocks to love, healing our fears, healing our mind, allowing space for our emotions to be felt. So clearing the path, because mm-hmm. if you have unresolved emotions or past trauma that you haven't dealt with, these things become blocks to our guidance, to our intuition. So then we can't hear, we can't mm-hmm. feel, sense, or know it. So clearing the path and our willingness to heal is a big piece of that. And then the second principle is choose love. So in every moment, we're either making a choice for love or fear.
Mm-hmm.
Another way of saying that actually in truth is every moment is a choice for love or a call for love.
Mm-hmm.
And that call for love shows up as fear. When we can meet fear with love, then love expands. And the more we can do that within our own lives and the more we can do that on behalf of others and in our situations where we meet other people, the more we can actually raise the level of love in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that is alignment. When we're in alignment with love, we're actually in the heart space and operating from that place.
Beautiful.
And then there's hold your heart, hold your light, which is one of my favorites. Actually, I have a mala that has a pendant on the end that says, hold your light.
Aww.
And hold your light is our ability to really stand up inside ourselves and be our authentic version of us. Let our humanness be animated by love and be unapologetically the best version of us, of you, of me. And hold your light is one of those principles that allows you to really stand in who you are and what you're meant to be and the way you're meant to contribute to the world unapologetically.
Mm.
And that's really challenging for a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah. It was for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the next principle is lead with your heart. And our ability to let the heart take the lead and let the heart get into the driver's seat. The mind is actually not meant to lead. We've been programmed and told that that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not the way. The natural way is for the heart to lead and the mind to take the passenger seat and the mind to be used as the tool, the powerful tool that it is. And the challenge is we put that in charge and then it's become this like obsessive, fear-based, crazy tool that it just makes us go running around on many, many hamster wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And drives us insane. It's crazy making actually really in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the heart is just, there's just this clarity and knowing that we can lead with.
Mm-hmm. And peacefulness.
Yes. Yes, very much a peaceful path. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not that there's not challenges on our path and that we don't have these human kind of experiences and emotions, but when we're leading with a heart, we actually can navigate those things with more grace and with more patience and more trust.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah. So you want me to keep going with
Yeah, they're powerful. And I think it's helping the listeners to understand what it takes to get your consciousness shifted into your heart.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So the next principle, I'm not necessarily in any particular order. You can mix mm-hmm. these all around. The next one is take inspired action only. Now, the mind would say, take action, get on things. You know, the ego mind loves to like have an idea pop in and then it runs with it and makes a mm-hmm. whole bunch of extra work and a lot of more money and energy that we expend on that. So take inspired action only is not only following the heart yeses, but also following the divine timing of the heart yeses.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes that means waiting, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Sometimes sometimes inspired action is no action.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most uncomfortable for people because they're like, I want to be doing something. I want to be, and like, sometimes doing nothing is everything actually. Mm-hmm. So if we can just pause and really let the heart lead us in the way of timing, then we can actually discover all this beautiful synchronicity because the spirit is organizing and orchestrating all these divine connections. And I've had times where I literally will be driving and I'll get like guidance to call somebody.
Mm-hmm. So
I pull over and I give someone a call and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, I was just thinking of you, or I was just having a conversation in my head with you. And it's those, and it made them cry because it just reminded them that they're not alone and that when they do reach out for support, you know, to mm-hmm. spirit, that not only does spirit answer, but sometimes, you know, our human earth angels show up as well.
Yes.
So take inspired action is one of those principles that really allow people to be living in alignment with mm-hmm. love. Mm-hmm. And then fill your heart first. I mentioned that earlier. And mm-hmm. I often say fill your heart and give from the overflow. I learned this principle the hard way and ended up with cancer and really, really, really sick. And for me, it was one of those, like, I was just so passionate about helping people and I was just so giving and generous with my time and my energy, but I wasn't generous with my time and energy for myself. And I realized that, you know, I can't, it's not sustainable. I can't be in life in service this way without being of self-fulfilled service. I have to fill my heart first.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential. We mm-hmm. all do. But as women, especially, it's really easy to give. It's really challenging to receive.
Yes.
But again, that's just learned programming, right?
Right. And we can shift out of that into a better balance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
So then the next one we have be open to anything, which also ties into be attached to nothing.
And that's hard for people. That's hard.
Yeah, those two go together. Be open to anything and attached to nothing. So attachment is of the ego. Attachment is from fear. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that we don't have connection or we don't feel love, but it's attachment and holding on and grasping onto something. We're afraid we're going to lose it or that something will be taken from us.
Mm-hmm.
So those two go together. And then be curious is a way to keep the mind open. And when our mind is open and in curiosity, there's no judgment. Mm. And when the mind is open and curious without judgment, then we actually can tap into that space and get guidance from the heart.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then the last one is expect miracles.
Ah.
So I always say to people, the only expectation, have no expectations in life except one, which is expect miracles.
That's good. That's good because they can happen. But if we don't allow it, it won't. And so
there's that. And then also they're happening all the time and we're not recognizing them and we're not celebrating them and we're not seeing them as miracles. So something as small as a shift from fear into love is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So there's big miracles, there's small miracles, but they're happening all the time. We just don't see them and celebrate mm-hmm. them. So the invitation is to recognize them.
Right. And for me, it takes getting really quiet and looking at what's going on, and then I can see them. If I keep rushing around doing what I think I need to do, then I miss them. So, yeah.
Yeah, you get busy in the doing and then you don't actually experience, all of life as it's unfolding for you, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, those 10 principles are really, really powerful for anyone walking on their spiritual path to help you get out of your head and into your heart. So thank you for sharing those.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Let's see. Is there any way that we can be sure that we're in our heart and not our head? That's to me is one of the hardest questions because we're so used to listening to our head and we have to listen to the heart. It's like you have to retrain yourself.
Is exactly it. Yeah. We need to change the programming because we've been programmed. We were born intuitive, actually.
Mm.
More natural observers and naturally intuitive. That's mm-hmm. how we were programmed to think about things, to analyze things, to get into our head about it.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, we've been kind of taught to do the opposite of what's natural to us. And it's a process of remembering. So that question, it's one of the most common questions I get is, how do I know it's my head? Or how do mm-hmm. I know it's my heart, not my head?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with intuition and the thing with guidance that comes through the heart space is it comes through in many different ways. It can come through in a word, in a memory, in an image. It can come through as a color, a feeling, a sense, a knowing. It can come through as hearing words, like someone speaking to you in your ear. It can come through someone else speaking some words and all of a sudden there's a deep resonance to what they're saying. There's mm-hmm. like an aha or a, yeah, that feels good. I need that right now. I needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It can show up in a book. It can show up in a movie. It can be words that you hear in a song. There's so many different ways that our intuition can communicate with us. Mm-hmm. And when we're open and we're tuned in, then we can actually get the message.
Right.
If you're not sure where that message came from, then ways that you can discern, that I call it divine discernment, is bringing it down into your heart and feeling into it. How does this feel for me right now?
Mm-hmm.
How do these words feel? How does how does that image feel, or how does this the song feel? Like it's a feeling more than the thinking. Mm-hmm. And it's also a knowing more than the knowledge. It's not so much the knowledge in the head, it's the knowing in the heart. So when we can tap into that feeling and get a sense for it in our physical body, in our heart space, then we'll start to discern that actually feels, there's a rightness that I feel in my heart right now around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way to help people.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great tip for all of our listeners to give a go. And if they really want to get to know you more and see and learn more about your principles, how can people get in touch with you?
They can find me on my website, which is heartledliving.com. So heart as in the organ, L-E-D, living.com. And if you're interested in the principles, that's the name of my book, actually, Heart-Led Living. That's one of my books.
Is that available on Amazon?
Yep. Amazon. Okay. Any of the other bookstores. That goes in, each chapter is actually based on one of the principles. So it allows people to integrate the principle, understand it, and then integrate it into their lives. So there's actual heart work in it that you have to kind of take into your life and practice.
Well, that's wonderful. Again, everyone, that's the book is titled Heart-Led Living, and it's available on Amazon. Wonderful. All right. I'm going to check out that book myself. Yeah. So, thank you. I want to thank you, Sue, for sharing your divine wisdom with all of us. It was super powerful to learn these 10 principles and how important they are for us to get and connect into our heart. And thank you for sharing this wisdom and being a spiritual leader in our world. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you too. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you everyone for listening in today. And remember that love makes all things possible.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth for you and your pet. If you are ready to talk to your pets and angels, heal with your pet, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift, Pet Communication 101, a mini training course where you learn the foundation of animal communication. Available at suzannethibault.net. If you are a pet parent looking to create a deeper connection with your pet, then join our Facebook group, Pet Communication, a community for animal lovers. Also visit us on Blogger, LinkedIn, and Google+.